This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Premiere Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I am ready to get a party bus. I don't know. A party bus, or was there any other interesting limo entrances? Like, nothing too crazy this year, right?
Yeah, I'll bring along the potbelly pig. And actually, that was a regular pig.
Yeah, I think that was just like a normal pig.
Yes.
Hopefully that's not like the Jake Paul pig or anything. Did you see that story a couple of weeks ago?
No, I don't think I want to know.
Okay, I don't think you want to know. Normal people shouldn't own pigs unless they have a lot of space and understand that they will be pig-sized.
Yes. Yes. And I don't know, that definitely wasn't her pet pig. It was a loner pig.
Oh, yeah, just a casual loner pig.
Yeah.
Do you think it's like the puppy bowl where it's like a pig up for adoption and they just put it on TV so people inquire about it?
Oh, I hope so. I hope it's going to go to a good home, or maybe it's a stunt, like a celebrity, like that's the pig that TV companies call when they need a pig character.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, yeah, there were the entrances left me a little bit whelmed, I'll say.
I would say, you know what? I can't say I didn't enjoy this episode. I did. But yeah, it was a little like the girlies were a little snooze-tacular. I would say, which is a shock, Zach was the best part of this episode. In a shocking turn of events.
Hot take.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed Zach in this episode. I thought, you know what? Like, okay, so maybe it's just that, like, with the two leads thing and there are so many guys at the end, like, we didn't really get to know any of Zach's personality. Or maybe this is all he's got. Like, this is his max capacity of personality.
Yeah, I'm wondering if, you know, what that scale is, how much more we're going to get out of him. What worried me was that they had to go back to, like, seventh grade tidbits and clips to show, like, look how crazy he is.
That was weird, right?
Yeah,
like,
that was even before, like, his whole, like, intro package was just like, Jesse, look what we found, look what we dug up about him.
I feel like we've never gotten that before.
No, that would be like those hometown dates where they show home videos or something embarrassing. Look at him in seventh grade. But not in the first 5 minutes of the episode.
No, although I think maybe his family is just like a big home video family, because wasn't it him and Rachel who had that date where they just watched each other's like home movies in a theater?
Yes, that's true.
I think it's just home movie people. Was your family home movie people?
For like maybe 6 months. Like, you know, it was like the, the Christmas present, and it was like we were all into it. And then it was like, okay, you take that to Disney World once and it's like this heavy camcorder. Yeah. It was just not like something. So yeah, it definitely just captured a select moment in time. So very expensive investment, I would say.
Your per use cost was not great.
Right, right. And now it's like, can we even view these videos? I don't think the cost it would to like dig these up and convert them to whatever format.
Yikes. Might be fun though. Might be fun.
We never were. No, you never got into it?
No, my parents didn't like love technology, so we didn't.
Yeah, I think it's for the best. It's like, we don't want to dig these up. You don't want to bring those on a date with Ethan.
No.
Early on in your courtship.
I can't imagine I would.
But before we get fully into this premiere, a few Bachelor Nation, like not big news, but little stories, I'd say. Anything you want to discuss first?
We got news this week that Raven and Adam are expecting their second baby.
Yeah, they weren't on my radar really. Like, I've sort of forgotten about them. Like, they have a cute little baby Gates that seemed like not too long ago. So they're not wasting any time. So
no, she said. Yeah, she said baby number two under two, which sounds like something I personally don't want to be a part of, but
right.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe it was a surprise because, yeah, she's got a little bit of a panic laughing face. So, but yeah. Congrats to them, their baby that they have now. Gates is like so chubby with curly blonde hair, super cute, like battling maybe Jared and Ashley's little blonde boy for just the cuteness factor.
Yeah. Super cute baby.
Yeah. Although Astrid and Kevin as well, I think this fits.
Also a cute baby. Like, a lot of, I mean, it really helps.
I guess it makes sense.
Because they only cast pretty people on this show. So, like, of course, all of their offspring are going to be adorable.
Yeah. Even the recessive genes are, like, coming through. And just cute babies all around. Because I kind of heard the opposite, too. That, like, a lot of supermodels, like, their parents weren't necessarily, like, you wouldn't pick them off the street. And they just kind of were, like, freaks of nature, were stunningly beautiful.
I also just, I was, like, scrolling through Raven's Instagram account. And April of 2022, she has a paid partnership with Natural Cycles. And the caption is, I mean, look at this face. We are obsessed with baby gays, but let's say Adam and I are not quite ready for baby number two. Oh God. Hmm. I love these Natural Cycle promos that just so soon after have a
oh yeah,
baby, like, announcement.
Maybe you want to edit that caption, because it's like, oh, we're not ready. We're using this. We're relying on this method.
Yeah. And sure, it was in April, so maybe it changed, yeah. But
right.
It does make me laugh, although I am very supportive of whatever birth control methods one uses.
Another campaign that we saw was, do you follow the account Zillow Gone Wild?
I don't actively follow it, but it, like, I'm on Instagram so much that I often get to the end of my own posts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever people are complaining, like, I don't see this person's post in my feed. I see everyone's post in my feed because I'm on Instagram constantly. Have you considered being on Instagram all the time? So, like, I see it come up, but it's not, like, as, like, a maybe you'd like, but it's not something I actively follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they have interesting tactic here. So it's a huge account, and usually it's, you know, homes that are available for purchase that, you know, have some unique features, are just like really expensive, but also there's just something like wild about them. Maybe there's like a dungeon, maybe there's, you know, like a toilet in the kitchen. Just like you see the lives of zillionaires. And I had seen this in my feed And I was like, this house looks kind of familiar. And then I was like, wait a minute, is this for sale? So it did catch my eye, but I sent you this posting. The Bachelor Mansion was featured on their feed, but no, it's not for sale. It's just the new marketing team. They're trying anything to get people to watch Zach's season.
Yeah, I gotta say, I love this. I think it's so funny. And I don't think if I was like, if I was a follower of Zillow Gone Wild and I didn't watch The Bachelor, I don't think this would be like, oh, you know what? I am going to watch The Bachelor now because of this. But I do think whoever had this idea, it was very funny.
Yeah. And I mean, these pictures don't really sell the house that well, you know, like
bad,
really
pictures.
Tacky looking.
Yeah. These are like really bad pictures.
Yeah. I guess that's what they're still working with, is very dated decor. You know, they kind of jazz it up maybe with lighting and stuff when the show's filming. We never really see much in terms of the bunk beds in the rooms. Like, it's very rare. And it, yeah, it looks like a grandparents' bunkhouse for little toddlers.
Yeah, I have a question about these bunk beds. I'm pretty small, like stature wise, and I'm not convinced I could fit on this bed.
Right.
Or like the underneath part. Like, where are all these tall, beautiful models? Like, how are they getting in these beds? Like, exactly. Are their toes touching? Do they get different beds for the men when they come in?
Yeah, I don't think so. So maybe this is why they're not showing it. That we'd have to report them for terrible living conditions.
Also, how are you getting on the top bunk?
Oh, yeah.
There's no ladder.
Have you used that armchair?
I guess. Oh my goodness. I do not sign me up for the top bunk. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. So the caption says, this is arguably one of the most dramatic listings in Zillow Gone Wild Mansion Monday's history, with rooms that can sleep over 30 people at a time and a pool that has been filled with the tears of men and women who have experienced heartbreak like no other. The Bachelor Mansion is sure to leave you with a great first impression. There's plenty of space for drama, a hot tub perfect for romance, and yes, a driveway that will always be watered down, because why not? You're probably wondering, wait, is the Bachelor Mansion for sale? No, it's absolutely not. But visiting is simple. Join at Zach Shellcross at hashtag The Bachelor Mansion Monday, starting tonight at 8/7 Central on ABC, and stream on Hulu, hashtag Bachelor ABC, hashtag ad.
I love it. I'm sorry. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's amazing. Also, yeah, so I just want to note that I saw in the episode last night a moment like later on in the evening, like almost daybreak, where the driveway was dry. And I have to say it looked awful.
Yeah. I mean, this picture, they're not showing it with its watered down. So.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. You're going to tell me that it's not better watered down? Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
See, yeah, you can see in the last picture where it's watered down. It looks better. It looks better.
Yeah, I didn't even know it had like these different stones.
No. Interesting.
The pool area is probably the biggest selling point if this were for sale.
Oh my God, absolutely. It's so beautiful.
Plenty of space for hidden cameras there to capture. You can see that area where they're always capturing like that lounge area where they think they're not being filmed. Mm-hmm. I'm so far away from the cameras.
I can't believe I got my, what I said and did got captured on camera and microphone when I was on camera and microphone.
Right. All right. So I think that's it for news stories. So let's jump into the episode.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
Okay, so we start out getting to know Zach. This portion, as we already talked about, seeing little clips from his seventh grade talent show, and I guess like a picture of him DJing in college. That was strange. Then we jump into the Sean Lowe visit, which we anticipated. Do you think that lived up to whatever expectations you may have had for Sean Lowe?
It was somehow worse than I expected. It was like it was like Sean lost all of the personality he used to have, but he was like pretending like he still had it. Mm. And like, I don't understand why they made these men film outside on such a sunny day and wouldn't let them use sunglasses, because they're both like winking at each other the entire time.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't put that together, but yeah, there was something awkward going on. They looked a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah, it looked like Sean was trying to, you know, talk about cost per use. Like, seemed like he was trying to like maximize, like just get in and out, maximize his time there, like make the paycheck really, you know, cover everything. And yeah, not stay any longer than he had to. So it's like, let's just do a couple bits. We'll I'll give him tips for bicep curls and help him shower, I guess.
Yeah, it was just like he just didn't seem that committed to the bit either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it just like made it awkward. Like, I thought Zach did a good job here. Like, he wasn't as awkward as Sean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did think he had a couple, like, at least I thought what he said about Catherine was cute, where it's like, oh, I didn't know like this, you know, fiery Filipino or whatever he said was gonna like, you know, sweep me off my feet. She wasn't my typical type. And, you know, so he gave him the advice of like, maybe it won't be someone that you expect. Might not be able to know night one how it's going to go. And he even said, which, you know, I'm surprised they let this in, but the person might not be there, I think he said. But we saw that they actually showed us. We saw Zach saying, I found my best friend. We see him looking at a ring. They basically gave that away, unless this is a redirect. What do you
think? I feel like it's a redirect.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that necessarily he's not engaged, but I feel like we got a lot of crying and a lot, like, unless we're getting like a dead situation where she's devastated by the person who leaves and then
And there was
ends up marrying the other person and has like a long, happy life together.
Right. Which apparently in her book, like, she clears up that it was always Chris. I don't know.
Sure. I'm not going to read that book. Thank you.
There was something in the preview. It was just a voiceover, but it was something about like, oh, it's too late. Like something, him saying something like that. It's too late. I need her back kind of thing. So maybe it's like
yeah.
a crazy situation.
Unless I'm just getting like tricked by that, which is very possible.
I hope they're I hope they're like successfully tricking us again, not giving us a Clayton preview, which they tried to like after the fact mix up who they showed at the end. But yeah, it was too little too late.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few gripes with how they presented Zach. I felt like they missed opportunities where like, do we know what he does for a job? Could we have seen him in like a fake office setting or just explained it a little bit? Could we have seen a family or a friend segment? I felt like they just sort of, you know, they talk about how, oh, you think you know him. It's like, no, we don't know him. And you're still not giving us anything.
Yeah, like, I don't know how, like, I don't know how they, with a straight face, said, you think you know him when like we've been all bitching for 3 months. Like, who is this dude? Like, who is this?
Yeah, and they really breezed over. I mean, they could have gone a few different angles with it if they don't do like the, like he's a star at work or he's a like big family guy. They could have brought in Putty again. Then they could have leaned into the whole like, I really thought I was in love with Rachel and I was devastated and done the heartbreak thing, but they just sort of breezed over everything. And I was kind of surprised by that. But we do have our traditional video intros back, which I always like to see. I think we had those in Clayton season as well. And we get draft points for them. Before we get into who had them, how are you feeling overall? Did you get a sneak peek at the draft results?
I forgot who was on my team. Mm-hmm. And I also forgot
that as you were watching, you mean?
Well, yeah, as I was watching and I was like, oh, I'll have to go upstairs and grab my notebook where I wrote down all the teams, but I was like, I'm not walking upstairs for that. Forgetting that George truly is the best and did give us a graphic of our teams. But I'm just dumb, which is something I need to, deal with. But I was convinced I had certain people on my team. Mm-hmm. And I was either thrilled or disappointed. I was convinced that Bailey was on my team. And I was like, great, we're getting so much time. And then she wasn't on my team. But then I was convinced Holland was on my team. And I was like, oh, no, she's leaving. But it was fine.
I thought you had Catherine. I was like, one of us must have gotten Catherine.
I can't believe neither of us picked Katie or Catherine, who got so much screen time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to spoil the draft results, but the listeners team lost quite a few people. Mm-hmm. The people they have left, I think, are really good picks.
I do too. I think, yeah, because I was a little bit impressed. Ooh, they lost five. We did pretty well. But with the five, they're down 50%. But the five women they have, and we'll get to it when we get the results, all got airtime. So
yeah,
can't say that for our team.
No, certainly not.
So yeah, we're doing something different where the listeners have a full fledged team. Of our 10 undrafted people. And look, we made some mistakes here. So listeners, you have a chance. So for video intros, Bailey, as you mentioned, was up front. So they talked about, she mentioned how, so finally, Haley got to see the clip of Zach butchering her name. What were your thoughts?
Just an absolute nightmare. It was so embarrassing. And I also felt like she harped on it about it a little too much.
Yeah, I think forcing a storyline a little bit, but I guess it does play out when she comes out of the limo as well. But yeah, gotta remember the Daily Balin.
So funny. It doesn't make any sense.
Then we saw Catherine. Catherine, I will say, I see the Julia Roberts more than from her cast bio picture. I think in mm-hmm. person, she was more stunning, statuesque, and Zach was definitely taken by her when she comes out of the limo. We have Christina Mandrell, who is on your team, Haley.
Yeah, a great pick for me. I could not stand her at the beginning of the episode and in this intro package. And as we went on, she annoyed me. Mm-hmm. But I did like her by the end of the episode. I thought, again, I don't want to rush myself, but I thought she reacted well to some situations in which she could have not reacted well.
Yeah. She seemed maybe at first okay, she's gonna be obnoxious, but I think she's gonna be a girl's girl and fun for however long she lasts. I think she seems to I liked how she congratulated the style points on the, she didn't get upset that the girl had the same dress. It was she's stylish, she's got good taste, and I think she can laugh things off and laugh at herself. So
yeah, I really do appreciate her. And her daughter are Amanda Stanton copy and paste. I see, it's that meme where it's I don't see a difference in the picture, it's the same. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And she didn't get into her last relationship or anything, if it was a marriage or what, but maybe that'll come out in a one-on-one date. And then we had Charity. Charity is on my draft, and I was happy about that because she has also gotten a lot of airtime. We got to see her as a child and family therapist. Somehow this child was able to be shown on TV, so maybe it was playing the role of someone that she counsels. So it sounds like probably normally you wouldn't want to.
I would hope not. Yeah. I would hope not. I feel like that's... I don't know if it's legal or just immoral, but yeah. I would hope not.
Right. Right. We have Greer, who was one of your early picks. She gets a video package where she talks in third person. It seems nice. To happen throughout. I think Zach does as well. So maybe that's a
good
match.
Love this for us. Yeah.
Brooklyn. We didn't have high hopes for Brooklyn. We left her to the listeners team, but
no, I have Brooklyn, don't I?
No, I have her on the listeners list.
Oh yeah, you're right. I thought I took her. Then who did I take? Oh, I took Kat.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same person to me.
And they both were in. All the girls that talked about, you know, that they were there night one or the not even night one, after the final rose. They all made it through, I believe. So, and they all kind of made it part of their intro or, hey, you remember my name? Ooh, great. But yeah, Rodeo Racer, she was the one who was pretty nervous throughout. Am I going to make it through? So I didn't think she would make it through, but maybe she'll play that like Annalise type role where she's like overthinks it.
She looks like exactly like Hunter from last season.
Mm-hmm.
And she's giving that vibe too. Like, I feel like Hunter also had that like nervous energy to her, or maybe that was just the IBS. I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't have the IBS storyline going on. She sounds like Emily Maynard, so yeah, mm-hmm. She's got that going for her.
They're like, wow, you are the amalgamation of every Bachelor contestant we've ever had. Totally. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Brianna. So you got to see a clip of how her first intro with Zach went. What are your thoughts on Brianna?
I wanted more personality from her.
Mm-hmm.
Like just you saying, oh, she got the listeners rose, not the listeners rose. Oh my God. The viewers rose. I really thought she'd be like super punchy.
Right.
And she wasn't. Not that mm-hmm. I didn't like her, but I didn't find her like that exciting. But yeah. I did really appreciate that she went up to Zach later, like later in the evening, was like, hey, like, even though I have the rose, I don't want you to think like I'm just skating by on that. Like, I do want to get to know you, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I did like that move.
Yeah. Yeah. She definitely has a quieter personality. So it doesn't quite match up with what you'd expect, I suppose, for someone to get that role, like to be awarded that. Mm-hmm. But she really charmed the audience and possibly Zach after the final rose. But yeah, I don't see her going super far. And then Katie, who we also left to the listeners, we did not draft, lives in Austin. I think Zach is going kind of practical based on, you know, he really likes Greer. He seems to really like Katie. He got rid of people that kind of did like the bolder entrances, I feel like, or more suggestive entrances. So I don't know. I liked her. I didn't like pick up anything really major about like what she does or anything like that, but just seems like she really has her sights set on him. Like she's mm-hmm. determined. Oh, she's an ER nurse. So
you could have just said she probably is a nurse because like I swear that 15 of them are.
Yeah, definitely. And I even know Greer is a medical sales rep. So if it's not like it's guessing something medical related, you'll probably mm-hmm. do pretty well. And then the limos, we hear them doing affirmations on the way. I am beautiful. This is how we should have started the podcast. I am beautiful. I am confident. I am strong. Works well for a Haley Strong.
It is. Yeah. My boss called me yesterday and she was like, wait, I almost called you Mrs. Strong. Is that your name? And I was like, I'm not a Mrs. Strong. Like that's my mother, but you know,
Ms.
It's just weird. Cause like this workplace, I started at after I became wed. So like, I don't think
they
people
know.
No, yeah. They wouldn't. Or, like they don't always have like a great grasp on like, you know, is that maiden name or not?
Yeah. You probably get a lot of comments like, oh, what a cool name to get. And you're like, hey, this is my original.
I got it first. This is mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you should take mine. Limo. I guess they're kind of like limo entrances, but also exits. You have to exit the limo. I think I say it wrong sometimes, but limo entrances. Jess, first one out of the limo. And it seems like she was legitimately the first one out of the limo because they referred to it later on.
Yeah. What a like, sorry, snoozy pick for like the wifey spot here. But maybe that's like what he's going for. She's just like, she seems really sweet.
Yeah.
But like, she could not be more bland.
Yeah, she looked super nervous. She said she was nervous. And yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't edit around. Maybe because they commented on it, so they had to do it. But yeah, I was expecting, yeah, a bigger entrance there. A more confident entrance.
I thought her dress was super, super cute. I will say the theme of dresses this season was like sequins with a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We saw a lot of those this episode.
Yeah, kind of pastels and jewel tones. And yeah. Did you like, jumping ahead, but did you like Brianna's rose dress? Was that too on the nose?
You know what? Sorry. I thought it was brilliant. I really liked it. Like, I feel like it's, you know, it is on the nose, but I like it. You know what I also loved?
What?
Is Anastasia's pantsuit.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Big fan of
that.
She was
stunning. Yeah, I kind of like the rose dress for, she claimed like she didn't plan it. She didn't know, because you have to have your dresses ahead of time.
I guess so. Yeah.
But it worked perfectly, but it would have been a good like subtle, like if you don't have a chance to talk to the lead, it's like, hey, a little subliminal messaging here. Like, this person needs a rose.
Do you feel like it was the right call to have her as the last person out?
I think no. I think she should have been towards the end, but okay. I think because of what you said about her personality, that she isn't like the most intimidating. Like, I liked that. I did like that she was at the end, in the sense that they were like, well, there's got to be more coming, because we know she'll be there, and they can kind of allude to it. But I think maybe a couple more after, where they think like, okay, we must be done because she showed up, I think would have been just a little bit more enjoyable. Like, add like a really grand like helicopter entrance or something like that afterwards. But you liked it?
I did. It just like, I guess it just made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of like, it's like, it can, the pressure can be off for Zach, because he's like, oh, like, I know you, like, I feel comfortable. Like, this is kind of where we're at now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we have a couple of people where I don't really have any notes about what they did. So they must have just like chatted nicely, but Ariel and Charity. Davia brought champagne, so maybe trying for a little champagne gate there. Always good to bring something to drink or eat, I think.
Yeah. Would you rather drink champagne or maple syrup?
I thought the maple syrup was more fun, more memorable, but didn't seem to go over that well. I have Gabby high on my draft, but
yeah, Zach didn't seem to like love it.
Were you offended?
A little bit. I think maybe he's just more of a savory guy than a sweet guy.
Yeah, or like, hey, this isn't on my plan. Like, this is not keto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because Gabby was next, and she's like, I'm from Vermont. So it makes me think she's still there. Maybe not. But I brought this maple syrup, and you have to drink it. I did like that he at least did it, because I could see like maybe like an Ari being like, I'll save it for later. Greer brought a cup of coffee, says she brought it all the way from New York. Pretty easy one there, but kind of cute. I'll give it to her. They bantered about it a little bit.
I will say it didn't like match her dress super well, which annoyed me. Like the like the
more stylish cup.
Yeah, like the to-go coffee cup just like made her dress look. I don't know. It just like cheapened the vibe.
Right. Yeah. Maybe like give it a cute little cup cozy and put a little message on there, or like a little heart with his name. Something like a fake Starbucks cup or something, without looking like Starbucks cup.
Yeah.
She could
have got her Cricut out and like made him something like customized.
Right. I was impressed though that it was still hot. So we've heard different about some of the food that the contestants bring sitting out. So.
True.
Maddie. Oh, I was so let down by Maddie. Madison. Ugh. She had some potential, I thought, with her bio.
Did she? Neither of us picked her.
No, I did. Madison.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I believe I have her.
There are Maddie and a Madison.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't draft her.
Yeah.
I thought I did. Oh, I'm looking at Mercedes' name at the bottom of my list.
See, I told you. Like, okay. We are confused.
We were so confused. I'm watching it. I'm like, darn it. Like, I thought I had her.
No.
No. Okay, that's good. Yeah, because, but I'm disappointed being from the Midwest.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that she said oofta. He had never heard of that, but that is something that
I haven't. You know, what does it mean?
So it's kind of like a Norwegian phrase, but it's just like you kind of would say it like if you're lifting something heavy or like something's overwhelming, like, but not in like a serious way, but just
yeah,
like, oofta, this is it's a hot day, or I don't know. Like,
I love that.
It kind of just comes out. It doesn't, you don't really like plan to say it.
I cannot wait to make it part of my personality.
Yeah. So definitely a Fargo thing for sure. And then she brought like clothes for him to dress up and like prepare like for the hometown visit. Like, you'll have to be bundled up. I thought that was cute. So yeah, she kind of let me down here. Like, she had some things going for her, I think, but just got way too in her head. Then we have Allie. Again, I think she was maybe just part of a montage. Don't remember too much of anything she did. Anastasia. We got a lot of like, okay, I'm only here for you. I think that's good for somebody like Zach, where they're feeling a little insecure about being chosen. I don't know if I buy it. Like, Anastasia, would you not be there otherwise, for real? But good thing to say. Good thing to make him like pay attention. What did you think of Kat? Your wild card draft pick.
I don't want to hang out with her.
Right.
Like, she, okay, so I didn't get into TikTok until like after the Bama Rush like thing swept it. So, but I feel like if I watched those, she would fit in. Like, she would be the type of person I would be viewing.
Yeah. It was just a lot of like a little bit of banter, I guess, but I didn't really take their chemistry seriously.
No. And like, I cannot fathom that she is from New York.
Right.
Like, it doesn't check out to me.
Right. Right. Do we think she is from there? Do we,
I don't think so. Like, I just,
she's a dancer, so I could see she could be from anywhere being brought there.
Yeah. Like, in her bio says New York, but I just cannot believe for a second that she's like a New York native. She's just not, she does not give me New York City vibes.
But she said gabagool.
Well, that's the thing that made me be like, okay, maybe she's from like New Jersey, but like, I don't know. But she doesn't give off New Jersey vibes either.
No, definitely gives off Southern vibes. Next we have Brooklyn. So she kind of made a joke about her not that memorable entrance before. I was under the impression that she planned that on the live show, that she planned to like swear and swear. Be like,
"Oops,
I sounded
like it." Like, yeah, just from me viewing that, I was like, "Oh, okay, you meant for that to happen."
Right. So I think like just drawing attention to it again wasn't really all that memorable. But I do think like with the case of Kat in Brooklyn, I think it might help you out in the short term to be called upon to be one of the five on the after the final rose. Like, I don't know that it's great long term. Maybe a little bit different with Bailey. She comes next, so he kind of gets like all of them in a row. I was kind of surprised that he did. I was hoping that he'd have a moment where he'd be like, "Oh, it's you." Like, he said to Kat, like, "Good to see you." Like, it seemed like he was a little bit unsure if that was who he met before.
Yeah.
They're all blonde, basically, except for Brianna. So, Bailey had a name tag on. I did like that.
I thought it was funny.
And first kiss of the night, right out there at the limo entrance. What did you think of that?
I thought it was like, I don't know. I just thought it was a little awkward.
Yeah. I couldn't tell, like, who was planning for it. It seemed like Zach like just wanted to do it like as an apology or something,
but it was
weird.
Like,
I feel so bad. She's like, "Do you?" And then he just sort of leaned in.
Yeah, I think she was like really surprised too, honestly.
Yeah, because usually if we see that kind of like the first kiss or kiss on at that portion, it would be the women coming on strong and being just planting one like unsuspectingly, and it usually backfires. And Bachelor data does say there it doesn't look good for Bailey based on the statistics. So it doesn't usually go well. But this was a little bit different type of kiss. Like, it seemed like Zach initiated it.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll break the mold. I hope so, because she was my first draft pick.
Yeah, but she like wasn't great, I would say. She wasn't like fabulous, I would say, on this episode.
No, nothing too memorable past that. I don't think they talked again, so. Katie, she came out and let him know that she's also from Austin, looks him up and down, says, oh yeah, everything is bigger in Texas.
Yikes.
So that was a little suggestive. He seemed to really like that, but I think he just liked Katie. So
also he's 6'4", as I learned from Bachelor Data.
Right. And he says that he gets that a lot, that people think he's taller in person. Like, he definitely reads as like a shorter guy to me.
Like, on screen. Like, I thought he was 6'1".
Okay. Yeah. I just thought he was like, yeah, maybe not even 6 feet. Like,
interesting.
Maybe because he was with Rachel. Like, I didn't notice like a huge discrepancy, but.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Something about how he carries it, I think. Or, you know, like maybe it's something with the torso versus the legs. I don't know. I'm not going to analyze it that much, but. Bachelor Data also did a post on the different heights, and he's one of the tallest. It was like him and Ben Higgins, maybe. But Ben Higgins like reads as a tall guy to me. I don't know.
Really? Because he reads as short to me. And then
interesting.
And then like Matt James. Nick Vial? And Clayton
Matt James, tall. Definitely. Yeah.
Nick Vial reads as like 5'10".
Yeah. Apparently he's 6'2".
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think he paid Bachelor Data to like put that there.
Right. Then we have Genevieve. I don't have anything down for what her entrance was. So when I don't remember it,
but I liked her a lot. Like, I thought the color she wore was beautiful. I thought she looked really pretty. I liked her.
She's confident.
Yeah, but like calm. And like, I just, I enjoyed her presence here.
Yes. Catherine, I think she maybe like stepped on her joke a little bit because it took me a bit, but she said, will you SPF me? And I think like she's trying to like, she didn't emphasize the F me enough. I was like, yeah, what's funny about it? But
I was like, oh, she's a nurse. Like, she loves, you know, whatever it's called, sunscreen. Great. We should all be wearing sunscreen.
Right. Yeah. This explains probably contributing to her beauty that she's this loyal SPF user. But yeah, she was one of the ones where he commented like after she walked by, like, oh, she is stunning. So got to pay attention to when they say comments like that, because we don't always get that, like might be saying it every time, but they're not showing it. So Vanessa, very disappointed that she didn't make it through, because I liked this big Mardi Gras entrance, but it was kind of breezed over.
It was. So that made me think that Vanessa didn't have great chances here.
Right. Because, you know, the musician was good. She, did something different, and it tied to something about her. So, yeah, didn't end up paying off. Kimberly did just like a simple little rhyme, trying to do Bailey's method of doing a rhyme. Kimmy G, wifey to be.
She didn't like commit to it, though.
Right. And she doesn't need that extra initial because she's the only Kimberly. So. You could have done Kimberly, wifey to be. But anyway, Olivia M. brought 2 pennies. Those were not lucky for her, or, you know, neither Olivia. No.
I thought it was a cute move, but yeah, I cannot believe we did not have a single Olivia go through tonight.
I know. I think I'm swearing off Olivia's in the draft from now on.
I know. So, like, and I took both of them.
Yeah, you had both of them, but. Yeah, I was definitely like thinking of drafting. See, I thought I had Olivia L, but yeah, no.
No, I both. Like, you were so mad.
We are all messed up because we. But yeah, I thought those were good picks. Like, I think I definitely wanted one of them, but
yeah.
We had kind of a montage of, let's see, a few of them like Sonia, Becca, Cara, Olivia L. Probably because they all got eliminated. That's definitely a tell. If you see them kind of like towards the end and they're just kind of like, oh yeah, these girls have these great entrances, and you don't really see much of them. Victoria J, I was definitely expecting more from her with a big following. She had them just read aloud, like, can you read this? And it was like, oh, your dress looks beautiful. I don't know, like sort of clever, but I think could have had him say something funnier.
Yeah, could have. We could have got a little more on this.
A little spicier or something. We have Kylie. Kind of a straightforward entrance. Lekka did the licking move.
No, I would have been like, you need to leave immediately. Like, I cannot get behind licking
this day and age post pandemic.
Okay, the EW recap has a gif of it. Mm-hmm. It just feels like, oh, I don't like it. Oh
yeah, and neither did Zach.
No.
Yeah. He went along with it well, you know, like he didn't react like.
One of my major things is I hate my ears being touched. Mm. Like, even thinking about it sends chills down my spine. If you touch my ears, you'll get an automatic, like, I can't even control it. You'll probably get hit. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot control it. So if that happened to me, like,
eviction.
Yeah, it would be like, no, you're done, like, out of here. Like, I could never, my person is not somebody who would do that.
That would be a great bachelor first, because I don't think we've ever seen it to that degree. We've seen, like, early on, like, kind of, okay, no, like, I can tell, like, you know, but it's usually, like, tied to, like, you're so, like, wasted or something. But yeah, if it was, like, an immediate no.
Yeah, my person would not be licking a stranger.
Yeah. So
and not in like a you meet a guy at a bar and like, or you meet somebody at a bar and you like hook up with like, you meet me and you lick my face. Like, you're done. You're not the one. It's not happening.
Right. I started watching the show that Jordan Parher recommended. I'm not all the way through, but the one that got away. And there was an instance where so the suitors come out of this portal, and this girl was like not liking anyone that came, and this guy comes around and she's like, okay, bye. She was just like, you can just go back where you came
from. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
I still have to watch that one.
Yeah, it's been fun, but it's one of those where it's like, I'm not like jumping to watch the next episode, but then I'm like, wait, when I have to do like something back burner, I'm like, oh yeah, like, or when I think like a new show's out, I'm like, was one day off, I'm like, okay, now I'll go back to the prime show. So it's like the second like back burner thing.
Yeah, you know what, that should be like my next background watch, because I'm just burning through things really quickly now.
Okay.
And I feel like I talked about on our draft, but I can't quite remember, the new season of Are You the One is like on Paramount Plus, and I thought it was the whole season, but it wasn't. I'm pretty hurt about that. But
they're doing that because they know people are just going to sign, you know, like get that promo period.
Yeah, but one of the cast members tweeted me and gave me the code. Are you serious? Like a code for a free month.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So
I'll have to send that to you. Or if you just happen to be in my, like, if you look and see who mentioned me, oh, you might find it. Wow. But yeah, I'll tell you the code.
All right.
Anyway, so I've been watching the Challenge All-Stars, but I'm almost done that. So I'm like, oh, what should I watch when like my 1 week free week of Paramount Plus is over? And
yeah,
you know, I need something else to watch. So that should be the
Did you see that Netflix is coming out with like a VIP competitor kind of show in February?
Yes. And I cannot wait for that.
Same.
I'm shocked they're allowed to call it Perfect Match, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. I'm really looking forward to that because I have watched most of those shows that have been like the feeder program. So
yeah. What about Holland's line? You went to Holland, but I think it didn't work out because you were in the wrong Holland.
It was like a little sloppy.
Yeah.
Just that her vibe was like a little sloppy. Like, I think she's very pretty, but she was just she just felt like not prepared for this.
Right. Yeah, it didn't have like the Caitlin Bristow delivery that you need. Mercedes, I did like this entrance a lot because she had the pig named Henry, because she raises pigs in Iowa. So I think that helped her. That entrance helped her, but she's also very stunning. Christina, as we mentioned, had the party bus. I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen this before.
Me too.
Yeah, it would have been fun if there was like an actual like extras on the party bus, like have like maybe the the second round of casting, just like, hey, you can be on the party bus.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then, as mentioned, Brianna was the final to arrive. I thought maybe she would be wearing the rose, but she was carrying that rose.
I would be annoyed that I had to carry something all night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like holding things.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, matched her dress and everybody seemed like nice about it. This group of women didn't seem like there was a lot of like negativity night one. Not that kind of drama that we had even on Clayton season. You know, night one was starting to get a little bit nasty. But we didn't have like a Shanae type character this time around that we've seen yet.
Yeah. The season is young.
Yeah. All right. Ding, marry, kill, family, football, frozen pizzas.
Well, I have to marry family because I can't ding family. That's weird.
Yeah.
I guess ding frozen pizza, kill football.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer. That was what Zach is most passionate about. That's what he announced to the women in his welcome speech. So
yeah, and like people call women basic,
right?
And like, babes, you couldn't even just say like regular pizza, like pizza. It had to be frozen pizza in particular. Yeah. The worst kind of pizza.
Yeah, he had to get that alliteration there. I think it was on the comments by Bachelor account, but they were, you know, sharing different people's tweets, and there was one like reacting like he didn't say faith there, like it was frozen pizza.
That is funny.
Then we get to see different one-on-one time moments, some little mini dates and things like that. Any in particular that you really liked or thought missed the mark?
I would say cats really grossed me out.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch people feed each other, and I don't want to watch people chew with their front teeth.
Yeah. And yeah, seeing like the meatballs over her teeth, the meatball residue. No.
Oh, it was really grossing me out, and I can like see it now, and I don't like it. And then Christina did like the compatibility quiz, which I thought was quite cute.
Yeah, on the party bus.
On the party bus. And this is what I was mentioning earlier. I liked that when other women came on, I was like, whoa, a party bus. She didn't say, like, this is my time, this is my party bus. She was like, woo, okay, like, let's all hang out, let's party. And like, it looked like so much fun and they had a great time. And I just really appreciate her being like chill about that moment when she didn't have to be, but I'm glad she was.
Yeah. And it might have helped that she still had her little moment. Like, she got the kiss. So she had like mountains versus beach, dinosaurs, dragons. And then the third one was kiss, yes or no. So they got that out of the way. So maybe feeling a little more confident there. But yeah, definitely could have gone another way. What would your answers be? Mountains or beach?
I think beach.
Yeah. I mean, there's different types of beach.
Yeah. I love laying down.
Lake beach you live near.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs or dragons?
You know, it's tough because I think dragons are cooler.
Uh-huh.
But Christina's right, like dinosaurs are real and that is cool.
Yeah, good answer. What about Genevieve bringing the realistic looking baby to change the diaper?
Hated it, obviously.
Apparently there's actually like something in the diaper
too. Disgusting. I am out, not for me.
Have you ever been to a baby shower where they play like
I hate it. I don't like poo humor or like,
yeah, so gross.
Or like, I love snacks.
Yeah, like don't try to ruin like a Twix bar for me.
Don't ruin my snacks. Just give me the candy. Don't make some gross little thing about it because I have a weak stomach.
Yeah.
Very weak stomach.
A lot of kissing. So I got that point right. For the, like so many first kisses here. Katie, Charity, Jess, even Madison managed to get one. She was determined. So I believe Brianna did. Greer, obviously. So Greer gets the first impression rose. How are you feeling about that? She's your number two pick.
I feel good about her as the pick. I don't find her particularly interesting, nor do I think she's going to be in the top four.
I'm not buying that she's really into Zach. Like, I don't know. I just don't. I feel like it's maybe I'm maybe getting a little bit of like a Becca Martinez where it's like, yeah, she might be into like more the show aspect and like kind of into the lead, but like not really wanting to settle down yet, even though of course like Becca did want to settle down soon after. I don't know. I was just getting that vibe where it was like almost more amused at the process kind of.
Sure. Yeah, I kind of feel like that too.
Let's break down what happened with Madison, where she, what was causing this like extreme breakdown?
Do you think she had too much to drink? Like,
that could be a factor, because really it was like they seemed to have an okay one-on-one time, but then she kept pushing it. Like, she saw him kissing someone else and then was like, oh well, I have to kiss him, so I'll interrupt him and then we'll do the gritty and then I'll just, you know, plant one on him.
Yeah. Do you think if she hadn't have forced the second one-on-one time, like if she just was like, oh, we enjoyed our time together, like, do you think she would have made it through?
I think she had a chance at least. Because it depends, because it seems like a lot of women went through that, maybe didn't get the time and just had a good like limo exit. But so if he wasn't feeling it, he didn't seem to really enjoy putting on the winter clothes. So like what could have been cute with somebody else, it just seemed like he was already not really feeling it. But yeah, it seemed like the fact that she confronted him right before the rose ceremony, if he was able to sort of just let her go right then, it probably was already in the works. Like, he probably had already sort of given the list to the producers. But yeah, I thought we'd see more of her because there was, she raised her sisters. And so I thought like, oh, maybe they'll like have an intro package for her or something, or like they'd want her to stick around to tell that story. But yeah, definitely not there for the long term.
No, it was just like awkward. And honestly, if that like kiss went so bad, and she obviously she didn't feel it either. But I feel like I would just be like, okay, I'm probably going home. I'll just go out with everyone else instead of like, she
made it more like awkward.
She made it worse for herself. Like, she, by asking for the answer, she was the first one out, and then she had to walk out by herself, and it was so awkward.
Right. I love Zach coming in. You may have noticed that Madison's gone, and they're probably like, nope, like, we don't know each other yet. Like, but the one thing I'll say is that I think helped her chances for VIP compared to other night one contestants, because it's somebody that you'll say like, oh yeah, I remember her from that night. Like, she was a train wreck.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I kind of got like Victoria from Matt James season vibes a little bit too. Like, if she had stuck around, she would just always like have been interrupting. And
yeah, it just like, I just don't think it's like a good environment for her. So we're going to see her for the next 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of who got roses at the rose ceremony, he calls, so we obviously Brianna already has her rose. Greer got the first impression rose. Then he calls first up Christina, Christina Mandrell, then Charity, Bailey, Jess, Genevieve, Davia, Allie, Brooklyn, Katie, Anastasia, Kylie, Gabby, Catherine, Mercedes, Ariel, Victoria, Jay, Kimberly, and Kat was the last one who was panicking, being the last one. And then, so aside from Madison, we also said goodbye to Lekka, both the Olivias, Holland, Vanessa, Sonia with the matching dress to Christina, and the other Victoria. So any big shockers?
I was surprised we lost the other Victoria, and neither of the Olivias stuck around. So I was surprised about that. The other ones, not really. Like, there's a reason why you and I had a combined total of five people leave. And then the listeners team had five people leave on their own. You know what I mean? Like we got the vibe from a good chunk of those people that they weren't making it through.
Yeah, I'm still kind of surprised though. I don't know. I guess doing this all these years, we must pick up on something. And
yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of, I think with the bio too, you can kind of tell if there's not a lot of substance there. Like they don't have a lot to draw on.
Yeah, the interns aren't going to waste their time for somebody who goes out day one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that was night one, but let's dive into these draft results and the audience questions.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future
for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/greenimpact.
Yeah, you know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
Yeah. All right, so thanks to @GeorgeCTV. Make sure you're following him, listeners, because you can follow along with where you are in the draft. Week one of #RehapsTiller is in the books. @RGPRecapper takes an early lead with 34 points thanks to going 3-3 on the bonus question. So listeners, you can vote on those bonus questions by following George. He'll put up the polls. And Amy only lost two picks. @HStrong_ is second with 30 points and lost three picks. And #TheListeners are third with 24 points, but lost five picks. But like we said, you are left with, listeners, you have Ariel, Allie, Brooklyn, Katie, and Catherine. I love how it like somehow lined up to that, just like alphabetical order, like the top five.
It's pleasing, yeah.
Yeah. But it's interesting too, because I felt like the end of the alphabet, I was just like not paying attention to it as much when I was reading.
I agree.
Bios, and then that kind of panned out that way.
I know. I was so drawn in by like the first couple bios. I was like, wow, this is gonna be tough. But by the end, I was like, eh.
Right. It just sort of panned out that the end of the alphabet didn't do as well. So Haley, on your team, you're left with Anastasia, Anastasia, Greer, Kylie, Christina Mandrell, Kat, Kimberly, and Davia. Who are you feeling strongest about?
Honestly, I'm not feeling that strong about any of them at this point. I feel like I have a lot of like middle of the road to like that final six, but I don't know if I have any like hometown girlies.
Maybe a VIP lineup here.
Yeah, I have a great VIP lineup for sure, but I don't feel like I have the one.
I would feel like Anastasia is a good choice, but we just didn't see a lot from her. It looks like Davia showed up quite a bit going forward, from what I could tell. I'm left with Bailey, Gabby, Charity, Jess, Brianna, Victoria J, Genevieve, and Mercedes. I'd say I'm probably feeling the best about Charity. Like she showed up a lot in the preview.
Yeah, and I feel like Jess is probably a great pick for you, too.
Yeah, it seems like he's into her, but yeah, I'm not getting that like pops off the screen kind of vibe, but maybe that's what he's, doesn't matter to him, you know, just like he's in it for the love of his life. Otherwise he wouldn't be here, Haley.
Exactly.
That's why they picked him. For that and that alone. There's no other reason.
Nothing.
Not the paycheck, nothing. All right, let's get into the listener questions. So first is from George. Hello, Haley and Amy. Let's dive in. Haley, toss up. If you were meeting The Bachelor on night one and had to choose, would you A, make a sexually suggestive comment to him, B, lick him, or C, ask him to kiss you? Well, I think we can rule out the licking.
Definitely. I think I would just have to make like a suggestive comment.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Just have to deliver it confidently.
Yeah.
And then while watching Kat challenge Zach to see who could fit more meatballs into their mouth, I wondered, was she actually clever to find a way to eat food during the filming of the show? And will we see her and Meatball James hook up over their love of meatballs on VIP later this year?
Ooh, interesting. Was James on VIP at all this season?
He wasn't, and that was pretty shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely
maybe this is the long game for Kat.
Maybe.
I could see him being like coming this next season. Like they'd go back to the well and say like, oh yeah, he never had an appearance. Six questions for week two I will post on Twitter for the listeners. So what theme will the group date be centered around? So there probably will be two next week. So maybe we'll each get points. You know, maybe there's more than one correct answer here, but sports or physical, talent / comedy / beauty / photography show, or emotional / questions?
I think sports and physical.
That's probably a good way to go. Just to be different, I'll say the talent / photo type date.
Mm.
Then, okay, this will be interesting how he does the poll, because he'll probably have to pick a few choices than say anybody else, but who will receive a group date rose? This might be easier for the listeners to answer if they just take the field.
Yeah, I think I could see somebody like Greer getting. I could see Greer getting.
Like they're giving her that edit of like, oh, she's the front runner.
Yeah, I think that's my guess.
I'm going to go with Catherine. All right. Will there be a concert / singer perform in week two?
No.
I'm going to say no also. It could be on the one-on-one though, but I think it might wait. Who will receive a one-on-one date? One of the five from After the Final Rose, Christina, Kat, Bailey, Brianna, or Brooklyn, or one of the 15 others?
I feel like one of the 15 others, none of the five from the After the Final Rose. Could they have picked anyone from any other part of the alphabet except B and C?
Right.
I don't feel like we have a winner in there.
Yeah, I don't either. So I'll go with one of the 15. I could see possibly like giving it to Brianna just to kind of like, oh, let's play up that. But yeah, I think it'd be more likely to go with who Zach's first impression rose was, maybe give Greer the one-on-one. So I'll say one of the 15 others as well. And then, ooh, the dreaded to be continued. How will episode 2 end? Rose ceremony or to be continued?
I think rose ceremony.
Okay. I'll say to be continued just to mix it up. After the next rose ceremony, will all six that he kissed night one have roses? Yes, all advance, or no, at least one gets sent home. So obviously we'll take Madison out of it, but all the others are still there.
Oh, this is so tough. I feel like they will stay, all of them, for the next rose ceremony, maybe not the one after that.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I think that is enough to carry them through. That some of them, I think, might not even get a date, but it might be like, okay. Bailey would probably be the one I would say wouldn't make it through, but I think that will carry her through. All right. Those should be fun ones to answer on the poll. So follow @ShortsTV for that. Other questions. This is from Sean McHale. I had a friend bring up a point of view I had never thought of before. The thought that was prompted was how early seasons we got NFL players, people who eventually made 40 under 40 lists due to their merits, etc. We were convinced these were unbelievable people, standout bachelors. I know we saw Matt James, but has the show gotten watered down by recycling old players to the point our new bachelor is legit just Kronk's nephew? Are we really giving these ladies good options?
This is interesting. I have never thought about it. We are not giving the women great options, but I think I do prefer having somebody who's been in the franchise because it makes me even just that little bit more invested.
Yeah, I think the problem is that we haven't gotten invested in these particular selections from that season, like a Clayton. Like,
no, they're like literally just messing with us at this point.
Yeah. So now they're kind of plucking them out of casting rather than how they play out on the season. And yeah, we're not invested in that particular person. So if they had gone with somebody from BIP that we were invested in, or a former alumni. I felt like people like a Peter Krause or somebody, we felt more reverence towards them like during their seasons. And I think if there's not somebody with that kind of cachet, like the Tyler Camerons, the Mike Johnsons, I think you need to have some sort of like star power coming out of that season and fan momentum. And then you're super excited. Otherwise, I think you have to go back a few seasons if you don't have somebody of that caliber.
Yeah, and I'm fine to go back a few seasons and find somebody. Like, I thought it was fun to bring in Ari. I thought it was fun to bring in Nick.
And that was those are good seasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. But I do remember that time where it was like you would have no clue who The Bachelor was. And so like it was exciting for the announcement, but then none of those relationships lasted. And Sean Lowe was the first one to last, and he was from the previous season. So I think if they did like a celebrity casting, that might be a way to kind of freshen it up as well. But yeah, definitely something needs a little work. Becky Carmen, does Bailey remind you of Shanae too? I think
she reminds me more of Kelly Flanagan.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm wondering if is it like a physical, like mannerism thing? Because she definitely didn't get villain vibes. But
I would love Becky for you to let us know. I do think she gives me Kelly vibes where it's like, I don't think she's going to like go along with what production wants her to do. And she just kind of also looks like Kelly a little bit.
Rachel Ann Noel Robinson, anyone else skip through Madison's crying? I just can't with the forcing a moment / kiss after you already had time and then being upset you just got a peck. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like forcing the moment. I also didn't skip by the crying because I am a professional and I have to watch it. I watch it so you don't have to.
Right. And with those prop bets you were doing with Ethan, you couldn't really skip through anything, right?
No, we had to count everything. Yeah.
Any surprises from those? Any big upsets?
Let me see. Ethan was surprised how many red dresses there were. It's like he's new.
What was the season where it was like they all were wearing red and they all got upset? It was like all the women had red.
I feel like it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what our biggest surprise was?
What?
Okay. Number five. Will Zach drink a mixed drink or wine? Mm. And he just had scotch. Not even on the rocks. Just like straight up.
Wow. I didn't even notice what he was drinking.
Yeah. So we were very shocked about that because we're both like, he's obviously a wine guy. Look at him. Wine guy. He just gives wine guy vibes. But no, scotch straight up, man. Like, geez, okay. Louise.
Something to keep track of here. Yeah, Madison could have done, like, she could have played it off. Like, don't force the kiss. Just, like, be the fun person and just wait and try to get through the next round. Like, don't force it. Mm-hmm. And then if it's just a peck, like, just be like, yeah, like, cool. Like, we kissed. Josh Creek, will Madison's opening credit scene on VIP be her doing the gritty? Yes or yes?
When she kept saying gritty... I was obviously hoping for the Philadelphia Flyers mascot gritty.
Yeah.
And I was really disappointed when it wasn't. Exactly. You know who would be a great contestant on The Bachelor? Gritty. Mm. Love it. You know what? If I ever get divorced and end up on The Bachelor, I'm bringing Gritty with me.
Nice. You know, that could be a city they go to. Like, you know, they usually go somewhere East Coast before they head out to Europe. You know, we saw, what was it? Richmond, Virginia.
Or where did they go in Ohio? Somewhere weird.
Cleveland. Or something? Mm-hmm. Yes. It will either be that or it will be the wearing like a snow hat and a scarf in the shower. Like kind of Jesenia had the like sombrero or something.
Yeah.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah, for sure.
Josh Creek also wants to know, what were your college DJ names?
Josh, I can't believe you think I stayed up late enough to have been a DJ.
Yes. What? So Zach's was, what was it? Versace? Like Versace?
I immediately put it out of like my existence. I was Versace. Like, I refuse to take this in. Goodbye.
There's so many other things you could do with Zach. Like, you could do the Zachular. Okay, what would your college do? It have to be something with strong, like strong beats.
I was saying, yeah, strong beats. I think would be a good one.
Will Harrington, how much did they have to pay people in the segment when Zach was announced as a bachelor to act excited? All snarkiness aside, while I will never be happy he was chosen as lead, I actually think he did a good job last night and seems very intentional with the process. Am I crazy to believe he might have a relatively drama-free season and producers might actually focus on a love story instead of manufactured drama?
No, they absolutely will not focus on the love story. Are you new here, Will? Just kidding. Please don't be mad at me.
Although, I will say Jesse Palmer did an interview where he said this season is more about the love. So again, that could be, it seems strange to like kind of market it as that, but maybe that's what they're trying to at least make us think. And it did seem like kind of drama-free women so far.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Justin Feinberg, have years of bland male leads with no personality or interesting qualities whatsoever lowered expectations such that we are going to be pleasantly entertained by Zach's fantastic, sarcastic, deadpan humor? Because, hot take alert, I really like Zach here, and I think his deadpan fits in great with the role of a lead. Ooh, another similar take to yours.
Yeah, I quite liked him. And okay, so this is going to be one of the craziest things I've said on the podcast.
Okay.
I think out of every lead, Zach would be the only one to like pick me to move on. Because I think he would appreciate like the like my like me. And I don't think any
saying there's a chance.
Would like it. So, like, he's like the only one who I could see like
accessible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who, like actually would appreciate like a 6.5 who's funny.
Come on now.
Okay, a 7 who's mildly funny.
Okay, I like this. That's like, okay, you're seeing the approachable side to him. We weren't really getting him on Rachel's season, didn't really get the appeal. It seemed like they focused more like, oh, he's like leading man, like just romantic and so into Rachel, but we didn't see much humor. I'm not totally there yet with like getting excited about Zach. But yeah, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think more will come out. I think we'll see his uncle show up and we'll see like maybe an early family date and we'll get a little more like background on him. But yeah, I wanted a little more like, I'd like to see him like leading whatever his job is, like leading a meeting or something, or like his colleagues and what do people really think of him in the real world kind of thing. Maybe we'll see some friends show up, but I think I need to see a little more of that. Real life interactions. But yeah, that's it for, oh no, we have one question on Twitter from the RGP out of context account. Hey, at @hstrong_and_RGP recapper, love the recap, but the show is just lacking in so many ways. Question for the premiere recap. Did hear the premiere was good. Overall, what were your thoughts and is there any selling points to get people to watch this season? Okay, so for Haley, your selling point is Zach pleasantly surprised you.
Yeah, I don't, like, I can't promise to RJP out of context that this whole season's going to be good. Like, I just don't think it will be. But my thing is, like, what else are you doing on Monday night? And there's not much else on TV right now.
Yeah. The season preview didn't give me enough where usually there's something in the preview that I'm like, ooh, what is that about?
Yeah.
But it does seem like, again, it could be a misdirect, but he's looking at a ring, says he found his best friend. So I'm hoping to see some chemistry. If best friend kind of becomes a theme, like hoping to see like Kimberly have that chemistry that we can really buy into relationships with some of these women. Whereas last season, we didn't get to see sort of these full love stories because there were two leads. So hoping we get more of that. I did like a lot of these women, so I think that would probably be my selling point to you, is that looks like there'll be some fun characters and maybe the competitiveness comes out later on.
Yeah.
All right, Haley, any final thoughts?
No, I don't have any takes from Doug this week, but I'm sure they'll be coming. I'm cautiously optimistic about this season. I refuse to be excited about it.
Excitement is on hold.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We'll wait on that one.
Yes. Oh, did you get Bachelorette vibes from anyone yet?
No, I didn't. I don't know. It literally didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah. Because sometimes night one, it's like, I feel like with Susie, people were like, that's the Bachelorette. You know?
Like, maybe Charity.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I see that. I think she was like the most, like, I found her to like sparkle the most, I guess. And I felt like she was the most sparkly in the preview, too. Like, we got a lot of her in the preview, mm-hmm. I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's too early to call for sure. But definitely.
He just seemed like very enthralled by her. So I don't, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's probably my pick at this point.
Nice. I don't have one yet, I don't think. But VIP, definitely. We see people that are going straight there, probably.
A ton. So. Yeah. So many of these people.
Yes. Well, Haley, any other pods you're doing? Where can people keep up with you?
I don't think I did any this week that are like new and fresh. Not that I can remember. Is that bad? No, I don't think I did. I really don't think I did. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. And if you want to check out everything I am reading, you can follow along at The Strong Library on Instagram.
All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.